105. Now, it's well known that obesity is a growing problem, but it's claimed that the negative stigma surrounding weight gain can have a negative impact on the mental health of those who need help the most, and this is only compounding the problem. I think maybe we're slightly stating the obvious here, but let me speak to Dr. Laura McGowan from Queen's University, who's been doing research into the study of obesity. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I'm just thinking we are stating the obvious. If you are coping with obesity and you're really keen to get your weight under control, there's a negative impact on your mental health, isn't there? Because people really feel bad about themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that today's event is really trying to highlight is how not only are people feeling bad in themselves, but actually through their experiences in things like through work and education and even interactions with healthcare professionals, unfortunately, quite often they experience a very sort of stigmatizing experience, or they have this kind of what's called an anti-fat prejudice. And so we know that once people have these kind of episodes or these encounters, that that actually is really detrimental to their kind of emotional, psychological well-being. And what's more worrying is that it can actually then deter them from going on to seek further help, or, you know, even things like engaging in physical activity. So the things that they should be doing to help their weight or help their health, they don't do.
It is really difficult to lose weight, isn't it? It's difficult for someone who's 12 stone to get to 11 stone. I've been doing that all my life, trying to get that half stone off that I always need off. And I feel so much better when I do get it off, but it's a punishing undertaking to cut out the snacks. There's many a time when you feel like a bag of chips and you take them and you feel guilty as a result of it. What must that be like if you're 20 stone and you're trying to get to 18 and you've managed to get to 19, but you know that you've got at some point get to 13. It must be such a drain on your mental well-being, that journey. I feel so sorry for people who are facing a hurdle like that.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's one of the things that we would really try to get at. We want to see change, really, in terms of how people view people with obesity and, you know, the kind of complications that it brings. It's got such a heavy impact on people's psychological and emotional well-being. And it is really, really difficult, as you say, to lose weight and then keep it off. So one of the things that we need to do a lot more of is be sort of more respectful of people trying to lose weight, help them on their journey, enable them and support them a bit better. And we really need more access to services where people are supported and, you know, can go to groups or have support from their GP or those kind of settings where they can get that help and support and they don't just, as you say, feel constantly bad about themselves, you know, that it's a battle, that it's a one-man battle. You know, it's important for everyone to sort of make healthier lifestyle choices, not just those who are suffering from obesity.
When people apply for a job who are obese, do they have to have additional skills, greater talents? Do they have to be superb at what they do in order to subliminally beat off the competition from the slimmer person?
You know, it's a really good point. And I think, unfortunately, what we are now seeing quite clearly in the research is that there is this kind of prejudice or this weight bias against people who are, you know, suffering from obesity. And so quite often studies have shown, experimental studies and things, where the slimmer individual might well get the job or may even get paid more or be more successful in terms of romantic relationships or, you know, in terms of school and doing well in that. So we really do see these kind of profound effects in all levels of life. So it is something that we really need to bring to the fore today, this event on weight stigma today with Safe Food and the Association for the Study of Obesity is really timely, because I think it is a public health priority and we need to really think about it and change our language and our communication around it.
You say when it comes to romance or relationships that the obese person may be slightly disadvantaged or maybe disadvantaged as opposed to the slim person. But is there any truth in the suggestion that the larger person is also a better fun, is better to be with, is a more welcoming person, is a jollier person, is maybe better in the bedroom than someone who's slim and boring?
Gosh, Well, I really wouldn't know about the sort of nitty gritty of some of what you said there, but I do know that.
You mean to say you haven't done any research about behind the closed curtains
of the bedroom? No, definitely not. But we do ask people a lot about the sort of stereotypes that they've faced, and unfortunately, that is one of the key things. You know, people have these stereotypes, these kind of automatic things that pop into their head when they see someone and they make a judgment based on their appearance. And that's really what we're trying to get away from completely. So even if in some cases what you're sort of, I think, saying is that even if sometimes those things are positive, like being friendly and warm, we kind of want to steer away from those stereotypes altogether. And really people should just be taken, you know, at face value for their own merits, and they shouldn't be judged in this kind of negative way.
Yes, but some, you know, because it's you that's saying that people are judged negatively. And I was trying to suggest there that maybe a larger person could be judged positively because, you know, going back to the interaction between, say, a male and a female, or, you know, two partners, regardless of what sex they happen to be, that the larger person just seems more fun. You know, big girl, she'd be like a playground.
No, I understand what you're saying. And as I say, it's more about the positive stereotypes, if there's such a thing. But I think what we're saying is that we really want to steer away from any stereotypes based on people's weight, whether they're kind of positive or warm or friendly or negative, because we know that either way they can have negative consequences. So I think it's really, we want to get to a place where we can just remove the stereotypes full stop, is all I would say.
Do you think most people who are overweight are genuinely trying to get the weight off? Some people won't be able to because of a medical history or maybe medication, but I'm talking about those who would indulge in eating a lot. Are they genuinely trying to get the weight off, or is food just so important to them that they thoroughly enjoy the dining, the taste, the sitting about, the preparing the food, the digesting the food, the watching the TV with the food and after the food, that they have no genuine interest in becoming a size whatever that is would be much more suitable to their health and well-being? Are most people trying to get to the size 12, or are a considerable number of obese people actually not giving it a second thought?
Well, I think it's a good question, but I think that really we know now that there are sort of 2/3 of our population, both in the north and in the south, who are affected by overweight and obesity. So we are really talking here about the majority of the population. So sometimes I think we fall into the trap of sort of talking about people with obesity as a sort of different people to us, but actually it's the majority of society. And obesity is a really, really complex condition. So yes, of course, lifestyle choices play a role in that, but our biology, our genetic makeup, our social environment, all of these things are hugely important. There's multiple factors at play. And so the thing is, too, once we sort of gain weight and we get to a certain weight and we are battling with obesity, unfortunately, there are even bigger things at play. So our whole body chemistry essentially is working against us in many cases to try and keep our weight stable at that higher weight, and it does make it much more difficult for us to try and lose weight. So I think that people really need to be supported on all fronts if they do make the decision that they would like to help get manage their weight, and probably seeing their GP or a health professional is the first step in that journey.
Okay, Dr. McGowan, Laura, thank you very much for joining us. Interesting research. Thank you indeed for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks. Bye.
That's Dr. Laura McGowan, Queen's University, Regional Northern Irish Lead for the Association of the Study of Obesity here in this part of the world. It's some challenge if you are significantly overweight and you're trying to lose it. If you've a story to tell us about your successes, do give us a ring. Give us a bit of a lift. I'm trying to get a stone off. Some people are trying to get more off. Some people, and by the way, obesity, I was looking into this. I'm touching on being obese. Now, you might know what I look like from the TV, but I actually am close to being obese. So how obese are some people who are bigger than me? Let me speak to a lady who I think by her admission is overweight. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, you. I've spoken to you before. You are a lady who is of a bigger frame than some others.
Yes, I'm rather voluptuous.
I love that word. So go ahead. What's your point?
Frank, I have been overweight all my life. All my life. I've been, when I was at school, I was picked on and I was locked in cupboards and left behind when people were going out. And then as I grew up, for any jobs I went for, I had to work harder than the average person to prove that I could do the job. And for to do that, I worked longer hours just to keep a job. And eventually, I'm taxi driving now, and I just love the taxi driving. But in saying that, over 10 years ago, I joined a swimming club, and I battled with a stone on and a stone off for a year. And a friend of mine says to me about Swimming World, and Frank, do you know something? I've never looked back. I joined Swimming World last June, and I was a pound away from 25 stone, and I'm now 20 stone 8. So I have lost almost 5 stone. In a year.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there because we'll have to go to the news, but we're going to take inspiration from you. What's your first name again?
Anna Marie.
Anna Marie.
AKA Big Mama.
Big Mama. I knew you described yourself as Big Mama. I didn't want to call you that. You're down from 25 to 20 stone. Good on you, girl. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Continue that successful journey.
How would you and a friend like to spend 5 nights in New Orleans?